Okay.
My wife, Silla Saul.
What is her name?
Silla, it's Z, like zebra, I-L-L-A-H. A very unusual name.
Saul?
Saul, yeah, S-A-U-L. She was born in England and came on a visit to her two brothers in Pittsburgh, Sam Saul Jr. and they're all dead, or the three brothers.
Is that the Saul family that did so much for bringing Germans here?
Yeah.
What was her? There was one.
No. That was Sina Saul.
Sina Saul. That's not related.
No.
Okay.
I was in their home. She was absolutely beautiful, marvelous with us.
Okay. But she's not related to your wife?
No.
Okay. All right, so you met, so she came for a picture for her naturalization papers.
Yeah, she told me she would like to stay here and wanted a job. And I said, well, you can have a job half a day here if you want to. And she accepted it.
Doing what?
Helping me with children, to post children and helping in the dark room a little bit, whatever she had to do. And she was happy to got the job. And we fell in love and married.
Could you please tell me when she was born?
She was born in 1906 in Wales. I forgot right now. I don't remember the city.
And her last name was Saul.
Saul.
S-A-U-L.
There's a big Saul family here. You know, Sam Saul Jr. He has a track engineering. He has a big factory here, not in here in Connellsville. And they did very well.
So you fell in love,
and
you got married in 1946.
42.
Well, you got married in 42. I thought you said 46.
No.
I'm sorry.
It was 43. That's how I'm sorry. 42, she came to in the studio.
1943, you got married.
1943, got married.
And then where did you live?
We lived in the Morrowfield apartment.
So it was close to your store?
Yes, for this reason, yeah.
Sure.
And lived there.
And then you had your son?
Yeah, 2 years later, in 1945.
What is your son's first? Jimmy?
Jimmy, yeah.
Jimmy Fleischman.
James Gerald Fleischman.
Is he married?
Yeah.
And who's he married to?
To Lynn Rogerson, but not Jewish either.
And she's from New York City?
No, she's from here.
From Pittsburgh?
What is it? It's not Pittsburgh directly. It's outside Pittsburgh, about 10 or 13 miles away.
Upper St. Clair?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Upper St. Clair, yeah.
And her name? Rogers?
Rogerson. R-O-G-E-R-S-O-N.
Okay.
And Lynn.
Lynn.
L-Y-N-N-E.
And do they have children?
No. She was pregnant several times and lost every time, four times. They couldn't get any children.
I'm sorry to hear that. Could you tell me, please, what your son's education was?
He went to Taylor Otterdice School and from there to Pittsburgh University and from there the next to, what is that college? Which state college?
In the state of Pennsylvania?
State College, I think. University of
Penn State University.
Penn State University. No, Penn State University is in Philadelphia.
No, University of Pennsylvania is in Philadelphia.
Yeah, you know. He went in Penn State.
He went to Penn State.
Yeah.
To get what, a master's degree?
I got a master's degree on it.
In what, in business or?
In business administration. And, that's what he got. He wanted to become a doctor, but he didn't want to wait that long, so he became a financier. his first was in the as a was employed by Pittsburgh National Bank in the trust building for as financial for finance to take care of the financial paper. And then after at the same time Miss Rogerson was living there and they fell in love and they didn't want to marry because this wouldn't have been allowed in Pittsburgh National Bank. That's a couple and worked there together. So they moved to first to Philadelphia, where he was very successful, and then to
New York?
What is the other financial big firm there?
Solomon? He's working?
He's working with Solomon. Because he was working before with Shields and Lehman.
Oh, okay,
he
okay.
He was working 2 years. And he's now about 12 years of his business.
Is he an observant Jew?
No, he's not an observing Jew, but he gives generously to Jewish organizations.
Okay, so he lives as a Jew, but he's not into formal religion.
No.
Okay. I'm going to turn it off for a minute. Mr. Fleischman, what was it like when you first came to Pittsburgh as a German Jew, a refugee? How were you?
I was very lucky to have my brother here.
Yeah.
I never had to do anything. I lived with him for 6 months and I could get acquainted with everything in America. And it was just a new experience and I welcomed anything.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I was very impressed with America and I would have done anything. As a matter of fact, when the First World War was started, I applied to become a spy for because I knew whole Europe very well, but I didn't have my citizenship paper. Of course, I didn't get that before 45. During the war, you couldn't get any citizenship paper. They didn't trust me.
Yeah, so, right. You were an enemy alien.
Right. An enemy alien.
Did you have any, were you involved in any organizations here in Pittsburgh, Jewish organizations or political?
Yeah, I was involved from 1950 till 1975, Squirrel Hill Commanders Club. I enjoyed that. For me as a German, this was something completely unusual that people of different profession could sit together and do something for the community. I was very much impressed.
And what were some of the things that were done for the community?
All the scholarships for Taylor Aldous Institute School and a lot of things, the donations to Jewish organization and other organizations. We did a lot of work here.
And do you feel that there have been a lot of changes in Pittsburgh from the time that you came here until now?
Yeah.
In what respect?
Well, it's very hard to say in what respect, but it was much more, it was much safer, it was much nicer. There was no violence.
Yeah.
And everybody was much happier than after the war.
Mr. Fleischman, you mentioned your mother and your father, and you mentioned something about your father, that your father was very domineering.
Yeah, he was very domineering. He went to, he was a fanatic hunter. He had his own hunting lodge and his own hunting region. He alone could hunt, and he took us together, my older brother, Martin, and me, to stay in this lodge, you know.
And hunt.
And we both enjoyed it. My brother Ernst never did like
he hunting. Didn't like it.
He was much more, he was a studious type, much rather reading papers, and didn't do much for sport.
And how about your mother? Tell us about your mother.
Well, my mother.
You said she was such a wonderful mother.
She was a wonderful mother. She did everything. I mean, she was interested that we got an education. So after, when we started high school, altogether, she employed a tutor to come every day and teach us and watch us to do our homework. And that this way we really got excellent results whatever we did.
Did you ever get back to your art, Mr. Fleischman, in America as a hobby? Did you ever get back to painting?
Sometimes. I did sketches and painting over sensitized canvas, and they were all over the Squirrel Hill. I mean, I was very well known for my paintings and my sketches.
So you did do it?
Yeah, I did.
Did you sell them?
Hmm?
Did you sell them?
That was by my Peru, the studio, right?
Okay.
So that was my profession.
And what were they? Canvases?
Yeah. But sensitized canvases were a light print made on photographic print, and then I painted over it.
Mr. Fleischman, is there anything that you, any unfinished business in your life? Is there anything you feel that you would still like to do or that you wish that you would have done that you can't do?
Not really.
Not really.
But everything. I was glad that I had to give up my lawyer's practice, because at heart I was always an artist. So it didn't bother me at all. In America, I could do whatever I wanted to.
And how about leaving Germany? Did that bother you?
Well, it bothered me because Germany is a beautiful country, and I was very well treated in Munich. I mean, we got the finest education, and there was hardly any anti-Semitism before Hitler came.
Yeah.
You know, so it was very nice living there.
Have you been back?
Yeah, I was back because I had to, on account of court, I had to take care of the estate of my father.
Okay.
And I came back.
But other than that, you have not been back. And has your son ever gone back?
He hates it. For him, Hitler is something he can't understand. And he was practically every country. He went to Spain, he went to England.
But won't go to Germany.
He won't go to Germany.
How do you feel about Germany?
Well, to me, it's completely different. To me, the Hitler years were years of disease of Germany. That was not real in the German characteristic to do all that. Germans, I was living there, were very, very industrious people, and there was hardly any scandal whatsoever.
So what do you think happened?
Well, that was the inflation. I mean, in 1919 there was a small inflation, and that went so far that at the end of 1922 the German mark was completely worthless.
Yeah.
Not, so that's the way that my father lost all his money. So there came a finance minister who invented the new to depend the money on our land, on the land, of farms, land, and things like that. And that takes that as basis instead of gold, because all the gold was taken away. So that way the mark became stronger and stronger.
And you feel that they needed the Jews as a scapegoat? Do you think that was what happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you think it was just a temporary kind of thing?
Yeah. Because before that, there was practically no anti-Semitism.
Yeah. Did you ever have a desire to go back to Germany to live, or?
No, I couldn't. I might have gone back for some time, but still, my wife, she would have been bored to go. I would have to go to organizations and have to give speeches and things like that, and I didn't want that. I didn't think that my wife would be happy to go to Germany.
So how do you feel, how would you describe yourself and your life? What are some of the words that come to your mind about yourself and your life?
Well, to be quite frank, I got everything what I really wanted.
Which was what?
Become a lawyer, become an artist, studied the cultures of two great countries, Germany and the United States, and I had a double education, and that was very interesting to me. I never had any grudge against Germany, because I know that wasn't really Germany, that was a sick Germany.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel. My son never understood that, but that's how I feel about it.
Well, Mr. Fleischman, it's really been wonderful. Your wife is still living?
Yeah, sure, she has Parkinson's disease. Otherwise, she would live here. She needs more care than I. So she had to go and took her on the second floor.
But you eat together? Eat your meals together?
We used to eat lunch and dinner together. But it became too much for her, so she came also. She only comes for dinner now every day. Since 3 years.
And are you satisfied living here?
I'm satisfied. My wife is not satisfied. She complains bitterly. She just doesn't get used to institutional life.
Yeah. And you have accepted it?
We were first in the Weidmann Manor, and I couldn't stand it, because that was my first time I was in institutional surroundings. And then we went back to our house. And my wife, on ground of her Parkinson's disease, she fell a lot. And one time she cut her face and I couldn't bring her up. And I had this service where I could talk, and here comes the lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the service and they brought her to the Montefiore Hospital and St. Francis Hospital. And that was about all.
Mr. Fleischman, how do you spend your day? What do you do here? Because I know when I first met you a few weeks ago.
I had all my financial things when I did it when I came here. But since I lost my sight, I cannot do any reading or anything. My son has a secretary who takes care of my brother's affairs and my affairs. And so that's how it is right now.
And do you ever listen to books or books on tape?
That's right what I have here.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought so. And what kind of books do you like to listen to?
Well, right now I listen to biographies and things like that.
Like whose biography?
Kennedy. I tried the Chinese dynasty, but I couldn't do it with all the different names and things like that. Right now I have, what is it? Singer who's connected with
Beshevik Isaac Singer?
No, connected with crime.
Sinatra.
The singer. I'm thinking Frank Sinatra, yes. Interesting.
Very interesting. He was incredible. It's quite incredible. I can't understand the life that.
And what else do you like to?
Well, I used to read a lot. I had a big library in my home, and I had German books and American books. I read practically. So whenever I had anything to do, nothing else to do, I was reading.
Yeah.
Political. I also wrote some articles for Pittsburgh Press about the difference between German law and
American law.
American law.
Do you have any of those?
No, I don't. My brother, my son, has some in the storage room. So,
did you belong to the Friendship Club?
Well, I was, I didn't want to go to Friendship Dock because I knew they would all speak German there. And but I was often there invited as a guest.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go back to my German. I wanted to hear only English speaking. And that's what I to get used to. So I lose gradually my accent.
Interesting.
Did you know English before you came to America?
Yeah,
you
I took private lessons in English. I spoke English so fluently that when I came over, my first job was a salesman, this Kaufman's in the camera department.
And had no problems with your language?
No.
Gabi, do you have any other questions to ask of Mr. Fleischman?
Well, he said he didn't want to belong to the Friendship Club. Well, who were his friends?
Who were your friends?
Well,
socially, you know.
Socially, no, not many Jews. Not many Jews, mostly Gentiles, because I wanted a completely new life. And,
any particular friends?
Well, I had three friends, but they all died.
And what were their names?
Bollinger.
Bollinger?
Yeah, Bollinger. Bunting, Bunting, B-U-N-T-I-G, and one Jewish friend I had was, he died a long time ago. He had a real estate mortgage company here. I can't just remember. It's very strange. It was a very good friend of mine. We went fishing together every year. My brother and I went fishing together in Canada for many years.
And did you and your wife travel? Aside from your fishing trips, did you travel?
Oh, I traveled a lot. Not so much here.
Yeah.
I only went here to Mexico. Canada, but in Europe I traveled, looked at all these museums of art, any place in Rome, in Naples, in Paris, in Holland. I looked at all these museums.
And did you lose anybody in your immediate, not in your immediate family, because I know your immediate family came with you, but did you have family that died in the Holocaust in camps?
Yeah, an uncle, an aunt. And two cousins. I couldn't save them because I couldn't do anything.
And Mr. Fleischman, I'm going to ask you, this is sort of a personal question, but I think for history it would be a good thing. Did you get restitution from the German government? You did.
Yeah.
And you're still getting it?
I'm still getting it.
And are you getting a pension for being a veteran of the First World War?
No, there's no pension. You only get it when you are, if you are wounded. Otherwise, you don't get. As a matter of fact, I was wounded in the army, but I wouldn't get a pension for that.
Yeah. But you did collect restitution from the German government.
Yeah.
And you're still getting it.
Are you still getting it?
Still getting it.
Yes. And do you feel that's been done fairly?
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about restitution? I'm not sure that that's often on tape. How that all came about?
Well, from the State Department, that was arranged by the State Department in the peace treaty with Germany, that they have to give a restitution for all the damage they did. And as a lawyer, I got the same restitution as a judge in Germany. So it started out very little, $150 a month. Now it's between $1,600 and $1,700 a month.
Yeah, very generous, very generous. Well, Mr. Fleischman, I think it's been a wonderful interview. Gabi, do you have any other questions to ask of Mr. Fleischman?
No.
It's very nice to be with someone that has such a, it seems to me that you have grown a great deal and that you've taken life the way it came to you.
I'm very happy with the way I lived, and Of course, I'm old already to die at 93. So.
Are you really? Are you?
Oh, very, very. Because it's very hard for me to be blind. That is, it
yeah.
makes me awfully tired and bored. I miss my reading. It's not the same when you get a recorder or when you read.
Right.
I miss that very, very much.
What organization did you work for? Did you belong to in Germany that fought anti-Semitism?
The Linkaria student organization. We were fighting. I was an excellent fencer, and I would have I challenged anybody who's made an anti-Semitic remark. To the duel, and Germany still was going duel. There was amongst the students, they always was a duel. But whoever would make a but I was such a good.
Don't you have any marks?
No, because I was too good a fencer.
Mr. Fleischmann, do you remember any talk about Palestine in Germany?
Yeah, that was where the German Jews they gave some
money.
But they were not inclined to put.
They were not Zionists,
no,
were they?
No, very small minority was Zionist in Germany, but anyhow, in Munich.
And how did you feel about a homeland for the Jews?
I was perfectly satisfied with my life in Germany, as long as it wasn't done by Hitler.
Did you believe, though, that maybe there should be at some time a homeland for the Jews?
Well, I didn't think it could stay long, because I knew that there would be great opposition by the Arabs,
yeah.
And I was afraid that it would be a short try. But otherwise, I admire them that they hold through.
And how do you feel about Israel today?
Yeah, I think they're in a very difficult situation, because gradually the population of the Arabs will increase, and the Israeli doesn't increase really. They are dependent on immigrants, and the immigrants are not the same fighters as somebody, the Israelis are, who fought for their own country. So I am not so sure whether it in the end it won't in the long run whether they can keep it up. I'm very much afraid for Israel.
And how do you feel about the United Jewish Federation?
I think they're great.
Okay.
Very great. They do a lot of good.
Mr. Fleischmann, were you bar mitzvahed?
Yeah.
And in Germany?
In Germany, yeah. The rabbi came to our home, and it was a big affair at that time in Germany.
The rabbi came to your home?
All my brothers are from there, became bar mitzvah. Even the youngest brother, who died at 15, but he was already bar mitzvah then.
13, yes. Yeah. And was your son bar mitzvah at Rodev or not?
Well, at that time there was
they weren't
no
doing it.
There was, what do they call that?
Confirmation. Oh, yes.
Yeah, we were at the confirmation, of course.
Yeah.
And it was very, my wife was very touched. She admired Rabbi Friedhoff very much. Went to his lectures and everything.
Yeah.
I think he was a great guy.
Yeah, Dr. Friedhoff was a fine man. I just saw a picture of Lillian Friedberg downstairs.
Oh.
And she interviewed, Dr. Friedhoff was interviewed too for the oral history, and Lillian Friedberg interviewed him. Did you know Mrs. Friedberg?
I don't think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, she was very active in the Anti-Defamation League.
And, is that right?
Yeah, quite a fine lady.
Yeah.
Do you have any stories about Dr. Friedhoff at all? Or?
No, it just was my rabbi.
Yeah.
I didn't have any interest in the book he was talking about. I had read already.
Yeah.
When frankly, I wasn't interested in his opinion. I was interested in what I was about the book.
Yeah, yeah. Did you know Did you know Walter Jacob, the new?
Yeah, sure. But also not a friend.
Yeah.
He's from Augsburg in Germany, where it's just about 1 hour's drive from Munich.
Right.
Yeah. I have, my wife had a big family here, and one of her cousins married a Jewish immigrant from Augsburg.
Uh-huh.
He knows Rabbi Jacobs very well.
Yes, his father was a rabbi there. Yeah.